A team of disarmament experts tasked with dismantling Syria's chemical weapons has crossed into the country from neighboring Lebanon. The group of 20 inspectors from the OPCW, or the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, is expected shortly to arrive in the Syrian capital, Damascus. The experts are going to implement a UN resolution on the elimination of Syria's chemical arsenal. The UN Security Council approved the resolution in late September to avert a U.S.-led military strike against Syria. Damascus has already presented a list of its chemical weapons and facilities, which must be destroyed by mid-2014. The mission of the OPCW comes one day after UN experts finished their investigation into the August 21 gas attack on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. Let's talk about this a little bit further with George Jabour. He's the president of the Syrian UN Association, who joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus. George Jabour, I would think that this is a very important inspection that's taking place, given the fact that these are members of the OPCW who are acting based on the UN resolution. How is it that they are going to be monitored to make sure that there are no deviations of what they're going to do in this very important mission that they're on?
Well, there is no guarantee that there will be no deviation. But then the Syrian government will make its utmost in order to see that there is no deviation. The Syrian government is very jealous of the sovereignty of the country. And I suppose that hopefully things will go well. Of course, these inspectors are UN employees, and they should be correct in their dealings with Syria. But then again, there is no guarantee that there will be no deviation.
And one of the biggest questions that has come up, that is the fact that not only, again, I'm talking on the viewpoint that I don't know where a serious chemical arsenal is, but in terms of areas that may be fighting going on at this point or that may erupt in the future, how will they gain access to those types of areas?
Yes, this is a very big question and very opportune one. As a matter of fact, the Syrian government, of course, will secure the personnel of the United Nations as much as it can. But then there are places where there are armed gangs, armed groups, and it is the responsibility of the United Nations to coordinate with these armed gangs. At the same time, Syria continues to be the supreme authority over the land. So it is the joint duty of the United Nations and of Syrian government to guarantee the security of the inspectors in the areas where there will be no total Syrian domination. Now, this brings to the picture the duty of the neighboring countries. The armed groups have sympathizers in the neighboring countries. For instance, the Syrian Liberal Army has its headquarters in Turkey. So Turkey has to more or less share in the responsibility of securing the safety of the inspectors. This is quite clear in Resolution 2118.
Thank you very much. George Jabour, President of the Syrian UN Association, there from Damascus.